Okay, now let's do the exercise in lesson 54.
54课的练习题。
So please open your books at page 246.
246页。
Vocabulary. The first, contaminate.
What do you mean? 弄脏、玷污 right?
So, make dirty. Make impure.
Got it?
Yeah, make dirty. Make impure. And I think you still remember how to use contaminate. Taint, right? Contaminate, defile.
注意我这个朗读啊。那么我想同时同学们还同时记住了如何运用
pollute.Full up, poison.
Got it?、
Yeah. Next, devour. Devour? 吞噬
Okay. What do I mean?
Eat hungrily.
Right?
Eat hungrily. Okay. Provocation.
惹怒挑衅你要注意它是一个名词而不是动词 provoke. 那么所以这个解释我们应该如何来表达
Okay, in fact,Being made angry. Provoke means make angry, and provocation means being made angry. Now, dispelling. Dispel means what? Erase, right? So here, it should be erasing.
抹去、除去 right? 什么也不能除去我们对于昆虫的这种恐惧。
So nothing can dispel our fear. Next, industrious. Industrious 是勤劳的 Hard working, right?
Hard working.
If we say, and the students are industrious, and in my opinion, we'd better paraphrase it using diligent, right?
Yeah, 要看具体的情境了。所以这里指蚂蚁的勤劳应该用hard working, 而不要用diligent.
Next, revulsion.
厌恶
Dislike, right?
Dislike.
Next, pouncing.Pounce on, 扑向 So, what? Jump at. So here, it's jumping at suddenly.、jumping at suddenly. It means pouncing on.
那么这个海关人员呢突然的向那小瓶子扑了上去还记得吗、
The customer officer、pounced on my, what? Tiny bottle, right?
我们在第十一课就已经接触过了。
Okay, the first comprehensionWe may learn more about the behavior of insects.
那么我们或许呢可能对于这个昆虫的习性了解很多。根据作者的把握、
Even though we learn more about the behavior of insects, yet it cannot erase our fear.
即便是我们对于昆虫的习性了解很多但是也不能够消除我们的恐惧感 right?
Why? We have been brought up to fear them.
因为我们已经自幼就习惯于害怕这些东西了哈。那么根据这内容我们应该采用的表达方式应该是什么呢
Yes A 还是 Boy
Boy 肯定不会选 A 为什么因为这是一个什么关系转折关系而不是递进关系所以这连接词确定在 But
we are no less likely to lose our irrational fear of them
所以 rational 有理性的 irrational荒谬的无理性的还记得吗这个词汇我给大家讲过
Logical Illogical Reasonable Unreasonable Rational Irrational Right
还有我同时给同学提到了 Outrageous
Ridiculous
的这些表达方式都可以表达这种没有理性很荒谬的、表达方式
No less likely
一定要注意 Be likely to do 就是表示有可能做某事
但是 no less likely
那么这个 no less 可以说是双重什么指否定 right OK 所以我们在理解的时候把这个 no less 就去掉但是这样的话加入 no less 它的语气程度就比没有 no less 的表达方式要强烈的多但是说我们依旧怎么样就有可能对于他们呢失去这种没有理性的恐惧啊但这种可能性并不是很大的那毕竟用了什么 likely 好要求同学们把这个 boy 选项的答案背熟特别是掌握住
we are no less likely to do something
ok number two
the ant is an insect 蚂蚁是一种昆虫 which OK according to the first and the second paragraph we know the writer was defeated the writer took a beating
你要知道在根据一二两三段我们知道作者是在他那个小试验当中是被打败了 right?
And that showed what? That showed the ant's ingenuity
那就说明这蚂蚁它具有一种能力它很机警机灵的能力 right? 好那么在什么方面有这种能力呢好更确切来讲我们已经现在的答哪一个答案是
See a dog
Yeah, the dog
Shows great ingenuity at finding its way around an obstacle in its path.
能够找到一条出路那也能够怎么样克服它路途路线上的一个种种障碍
Any obstacle 任何一种障碍啊。
Number three.
Had a beech tree been planted on the opposite side of the house?
同学们发现这个 had 用在句首这明显是一个虚拟语气。So,
if the peach tree had been planted on the opposite side of the house,
假如那么这个桃树是被种植在这个房子对面那么言外之意它就不能从严冬中幸存下来 right?
So we choose A. Yeah, it might not have survived the severe winters.
这是与过去事实相反的虚拟所以我们在主干当中采用的是 might have survived.
In fact, we know the peach tree was planted near the house, or I should say, against the warm wall, right? And that's the reason why it could survive the severe winters, right?
Now, number four.
The reason for the ants swarming up and down the trees was that
up and down, you know, 来来回回 right? 那么你想想看这个蚂蚁群聚在这棵树干周围转来转去它的原因是什么呢
okay so which one the reason for the ants swarming up and down the trees、
这个 up and down 不能一直来来回回如果是围着这个树干应该是 around the trees right 这 up and down 是上上下下
yeah
那么在这棵树上上上下下它们忙着干什么呢好 why do you think the ants visited the tree 为什么它们光顾这棵桃树
in fact they wereMilking a kind of honey from the aphids on the leaves.
Yeah. So do you remember clusters of what? Insects called aphids were to be found what?
On the side of the leaves.
你想想看这个成簇成簇的被称作蚜虫的昆虫被在这个树叶的下面发现了。Yeah.
And ants visited them to get...A kind of honey, got it?
所以我们答案应该选择的是 C.、注意这个 up and down 既表示来来回回也表示上上下下、那么在这里显然是在这个树干上上上下下、
OK, instructor, by reading about them, we may increase our understanding, but dispel our fears.
所以这第五题一定要和我们的第一题结合在一起。通过阅读他们这些书籍我会增加我们的理解然而但是这并不会消除我们的什么呀恐惧 right 那么这个选项应该是什么对 but 连接词好那么应该选择是 C this 就指代 what
reading about them right
reading about them will not dispel our fears
number 6 most of our fears are unreasonable
我们大多数的恐惧感是没有理性的
but we found
但是我们发现要把它们消除掉这是不可能的 right?
but we found it impossible to erase them
这里的 them 就指代 fears 好这个语句特别是这个主干和答案同时要背熟为什么呢
we found it
it 是一个形式宾语形式宾语要和形容词或名词直接搭配而如果 it 是一个形式主语的话注意我的改动
it is impossible for us to erase them
got it 所以第六题也要和我们的第一题理解题要结合起来啊。那么这里用到了 unreasonable 而我们在原文当中用到了 在这个第一题当中用到了 irrational okay? 那 number 7
an experiment which failure to get rid of ants kept me fascinated.
尽管不能够把这些蚂蚁摆脱掉，原文的表达方式，我们用了哪一表达方式？
In spite of,
right? Okay, so we choose C, despite. 我们曾经给同学们综合过 in spite of, despite, in contempt of, in disregard of, 还记得吗？尽管。
Okay, number eight.Long to find the answer to.
他并没有花蚂蚁多久的时间，就找到了这个问题的答案，这个问题的办法。好，我们讲是花费某人某物多长时间，常用的句子结构。It
takes somebody or something some time to do, right?
Okay, so we choose dog. Yeah. It hadn't taken the ants long to find the answer. Now, vocabulary. Number nine.Even when we know the ant is an industrious creature which leads a highly organized life, we cannot be filled with.
Okay. 即便我们知道蚂蚁它是一种很勤劳的动物，那么过了一种高度化的社会生活， right? 有组织的社会生活，我们还是禁不住内心里面充满了一种恐惧感， right?
Yeah. 一种厌恶感， huh? So we can't, 你要禁不住cannot help doing, right? 你这里发现是 being, 所以我们禁不住的表达方式常用了两个结构 cannot help doing, cannot resist doing, resist. So we choose boy. Number 10, we have read about the sense of direction which we possess.
同学们注意到我们用表示神秘莫测的在原文当中用的哪一词 uncanny,
uncanny 同义词mysterious, right? So we choose boy.